Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
What is wasting time if not taking time?
Listen, all we have really is time. And all we do really is waste it.
That's
in
right.
That we spend it. And so nothing is wasted.
That's right. Nothing is wasted if nothing is wasted.
Wow.
Let's get fucked up.
Let's get fucked up. But let's not do it alone. Let's do it with our incredible guest who's joined us here today. Actor, comedian, wonderful performer, all-around person. Please welcome to the pod, Addie Weirich.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple more names. We got Zach Reno, we got Scott Passarello, we got Dana Wickens, we got Brett Morris, we got this pod.
That's right.
And you.
Normally we do
Jess
that
McKenna.
Before, so thank you for
Well,
for
just
that.
In case anyone was dropping in and was like, I can't listen to people if I don't know all the names in the room.
Listen,
and
also, this is Improv 101. Say the names up top.
And actually, I would say, let's take a moment right now for you, the listener. How about you say your name too?
There you go. Ready? One, two, three. Great names.
Thank you for being with us.
Wow.
Beautiful names.
Beautiful names. Wow. We were singing Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. Mm-hmm. And
we're not 100% sure on what the very last
where
line,
the cars chase.
It's, we're chasing them around our something. My brain wants to say house.
And I said head.
And I'm saying, are we running to chase? So what's the cardio on Keen like?
And a better question. Why are we chasing cars?
Are we dogs?
Are we dogs?
Are we dogs? Or are we human?
Are we dancers?
Are we dancers? Are we dog or are we dancers?
Are we
that song was in season one or season two of Grey's Anatomy, which were like the only seasons I watched, but it was a very compelling scene. I remember that song being used.
Is Grey's Anatomy...
Yes.
Sorry.
No, ask away.
Is Grey's Anatomy a sexy hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Not... Nip Tuck, which is also kind of sexy hospital.
Scary,
but
sexy, I think.
Scary, sexy, what does power do, plastic surgery, Ryan Murphy, way fewer seasons.
One of those shows, maybe both, definitely Nip Tuck, but maybe both, were on loop in my college dorm's common room.
For whatever reason. Scrubs, which would be
much
funny
more
sexy.
Scrubs too. I know Scrubs.
Okay.
Back.
You speak Scrubs.
Back to you.
Yeah.
You speak Scrubs. I speak pretty fluent Grey's Anatomy.
Do you keep with it now?
No, not at all. Okay. It was a thing where I spent like a depressed like senior year of high school going through all of it. And then by the time I got to college, I had caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't wait a whole week. I don't know what they did the last episode if I wait a whole week, because it's always very similar. And sometimes like nothing really happens in one episode,
right.
But you kind of can forget that if you watched one before and after
I
that episode.
I think we're on like season 20 or something.
I think we are almost in the mid-20s.
Can we take a second to just say congratulations to the cast and crew and creators of Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, absolutely.
What a run you're having currently.
This is the land that Shonda built.
That's right. And that's, I would say it's a land next to Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Also running about 24 years, which that one I do keep up with.
I also love that they introduced to the lexicon the idea that hot men had Mick. Obviously, as a Mick, that was a really special time for me.
A Mick?
He was Mick Dreamy, and then was Mick Steamy, was how they were all introduced. Got that it, was like a moment.
I needed the same clarification. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. There was like this moment where Patrick Dempsey's character, they called him Mick Dreamy.
In the show.
Yeah. It would be like, are you flirting with Mick Dreamy? It was like code name. And then people were like, Mick Dreamy having a moment. And then they brought in another doctor and they're like, and now he's Mick Steamy.
Mick Steamy, that's Alex. His name was Alex.
And then there's a dairy farmer who shows up.
That's Mick Creamy.
Mick Creamy.
That's right. And Shonda had to cut that one real fast.
They said the internet is
actually running with this one in a way that you don't want.
It's too much.
I will say that on its face, the pitch for this must have been a little hard. Like, it's impressive because when I think hospital, the first thing I don't think is what a sexy place to be.
Well, I feel like ER was like the forebear of its medical drama, but there's sometimes sexiness.
It's early George Clooney.
It's early George
you
Clooney.
Put George
original
Clooney in anything.
McDreamy mix.
ER walked so Grey's Anatomy could fuck.
You know what they did? You know why they were able to do sexy hospital? Is that it's the people doing their residency, kind of like Scrubs, so they're younger. So it's imagine we're meeting in dorm rooms, except for the little sleepy surgeon rooms.
That's right.
Where the surgeons go when they need a little sleep.
They're more relatable.
Right. They gotta sleep. And they're all getting and like, they don't want to sleep alone.
They don't want to sleep alone.
No, too chilly. Because they don't have enough money to make better blankets and stuff.
That's right,
and they're only wearing those thin scrubs.
That's right. And they all get really, really drunk a lot because they're young and silly and stupid. And then they come in and they do the banana bag. They just come in, they're like, oh, so hungover. And they go, and they hook themselves up to a little bag IV of nutrients. So I thought that was cheating.
It does feel like cheating. Doctors shouldn't be able to doctor themselves if it's not things that we're all doing every
That's
day.
That's right. How come they get it and we don't?
We cut to a hospital waiting room. This is honestly, this is so unfair. They go back there and they do all those medicines behind those doors and we're not allowed to go back there and do the medicines?
Come on. See what's going on back there. Also, has anybody else noticed they're all hot as hell?
Everyone
That's
back
right.
there. I mean, it's like you go through those doors. It's so steamy, dreamy, creamy back there.
I know.
There.
And has anybody noticed where my leg is?
I don't know where your leg is, but I feel strongly that you should be able
to
fix
your
leg
back
and fix it however
That's
you
right.
want.
That's right. This is America, and this is a hospital, and I have a leg. Hey, sexy people behind those glassy doors. What are you doing back there and what can I do it more? Each of you is hotter than the one that came before. Are you getting sexy, dreamy, creamy behind those glassy doors?
Somebody call 911. It's too sexy here. Somebody call 911.
No, but the third answer I would love for you to know. I use Argan.
I was thinking that maybe...
It's been quite a day.
It's been quite a day. I was thinking maybe like after this shift, would you want to, I don't know, let off some steam together?
Oh, I need to unwind.
Yeah, I need to let off some of my steam.
I just have like a quick question for you guys.
Yeah, what is it?
Anyone else feeling morally torn about the fact that after we did like all that hard work in college and grad school to get to... being doctors, we had to go through insane plastic surgery procedure to make us all look kind of identical, hot, but the same, but different.
Bella, listen.
What?
When I decided I want to be a doctor as a child, and I drew myself in the little coat and stethoscope and made my parents so proud.
Yeah.
I thought, but what for me, though? And I thought, what if I got to be incredibly hot? Now, yes, the fact that it was forced upon it.
Fuega, I've thought the same thing. Dr.
Like,
Fuega.
I mean, like...
Dr. Bella, Dr. Fuega, I've thought the same thing.
Yeah, like, my name used to be Claire Holt.
You were Claire Holt, and now you're Dr. Bella Inferno.
Yeah, and every time I try to say my third name, Bethany, everyone slaps me in the face.
I know.
And I can't even feel it because of all the filler.
I mean, listen.
My name used to be Claire Bethany Holt.
Listen, Claire Bethany Holt. I only know you as Dr. Bella now. Someone who's incredible at cardiothoracic surgery.
Yeah.
And someone whose jaw can fucking cut glass.
And it does.
Yeah.
Constantly. We have to replace the doors in all this place all the time.
I just sometimes I'm like, is this what I got into it for? It feels like I got into this job for saving lives, not saving face.
For cardiothoracic surgery.
Yeah.
I know, Bella. We all struggle with this sometimes, but in the end, like... we are hot as hell. We are.
Yeah.
Is it more important to stop a heart when someone looks at me? Or is it more important to try to keep that heartbeat beating? I feel like I've killed so many people by looking at them with my amazing eyes that have colors that keep on changing.
If looks could kill, and sometimes they do, when they get looked at by you.
Stop.
If looks could kill, and sometimes they do, the person looking is you. If the person looks like you.
Bella, listen, we struggle with this, of course. Me.
Dr. Fuego.
Dr. Vanessa Fuego.
Dr. Vanessa Fuego.
Whose name used to be Dr. Vivian Mongok. But you know, the best we could do is try to do both.
Yeah.
Kill people with our looks and then bring them back to life with our brilliant medical skills.
It's kind of like a Jesus thing.
Sometimes it's like a Jesus thing.
Yeah,
and sometimes
Jesus
you have to have
killing
a,
people and bringing them back.
Sometimes you have to have a crazy ego to do this hard, hard job.
That's right.
You need to have a God complex.
Sometimes.
It's like, yeah, walk the line.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do.
Let's strip off our clothes. Strip off these sheets. They're so thin. I love all those faces that I see. They look like mine. So pretty, so hot, so beautiful and smooth. I can't believe so many chemicals, but also love courses through you.
Sometimes they do.
Looks could kill.
When I can't wait to have so much more dangerous sex and then bring ourselves back to life. But first, one of the two of you needs to say my name. Also.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've totally forgot that we didn't say your name.
No, it's okay.
Dr. Race Car Varnish.
Dr. Race Car Varnish, and my name used to be Patrick Schmaltz.
But we can't say those names outside of this room.
No. Shh, keep it quiet. What do you think is happening over in the surgery ward?
Oh, God, I bet everyone's looking really sexy trying to save a kid.
Nurse?
Mm.
Scalpel?
Yes.
God, you're so old and so hot.
I know everybody loves my wrinkles.
Did someone call for a scalpel?
Yeah, scalpel. I have to save this kid.
There's only room for one hot old nurse in the emergency room.
Listen,
you know this?
Babes, you know that I love you both. Don't worry. It's just a train going by.
That's what I think.
That's the train that drops off all the bodies.
That's right. The bodies that we're supposed to bring back to life.
I know. Jeez Louises. It's like you got one old witch and one old wizard who's happened to be incredibly hot.
We're an old man and old woman.
That's right. Then
we're a witch and a wizard. We're also nurses.
And we get employed at this hospital.
And we both love you very much.
Oh, we love you very much.
I know me, Mr. Dr. Todd Glass.
Dr. Todd Glass. Named after a famous hot comedian.
That's right. Dr. Todd Glass. And listen, I appreciate you two keeping your magical skills on the down low so everyone just thinks I'm an incredible surgeon.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no. If we say that we do magic, everyone thinks we're a quack. If we say we are really good at science, doctor stuff, everyone thinks we're awesome.
Being a nurse, right? Totally respectable. Being a witch and a wizard, people don't like that so
much. You know,
and with that, we could help you, seeing as you have absolutely no medical knowledge and wouldn't be able to be here if it weren't for the two of us.
But it's amazing, because you were hot by birth.
I was hot by birth, and therefore, I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
That's right. You're a hot man. You're failing up sort of perpetually.
That's right. That's why
we're fascinating.
That's why I'm the head brain surgeon. That's why I'm the head brain surgeon at this major metropolis hospital.
Yes, and it's good that we closed the chest brain surgery ward, because that is not where brains are. No. Head brains is where the brain should be.
That's right.
No, I'm the head brain surgeon.
We're saying the same thing.
We're saying the same thing.
Everyone knows where brains are.
Do you? Because you've been saving a lot of brains with me through the years.
The brain is in the head. We know this for a fact. It's not in the butt. I already checked that. The brain is in the head.
This is true. I checked the toe. No brains, don't you?
You're scaring me once. You're scaring me the best. I hope you really don't think the brain is in the chest. Please, Wizard Witch, please do your part. No, the brain is separate, different from the heart.
Everybody knows.
Oh.
The brain is in the head.
Good. Yes. Say it again. Say it again.
Everybody knows.
The head. That's where the brain goes.
Great.
That's where the brain goes.
Say it again, and now I know you know.
Now, one time I did see a brain in a foot, and I thought, a brain foot? That's a little bit cute.
And one time I saw a brain in the knee. I said, a brain in the knee? That's a brain for me.
Now, this is making me want to ask one thing. Please tell me that you know what a brain can be. Do you know what a brain is, not bone? Don't sit me here, sit me alone.
A brain is a thing that you get to. It's underneath the skin.
Right.
A brain is a thing that tells you where your head and your heart begin.
Kind of.
Where your heart begins and where your head begins, that is the brain.
No.
Your head is your brain and your heart is the brain, and those two things are the same.
Insane.
Everybody knows.
The head is where the brain goes.
A brain by any other name.
The mind?
The brain.
Well, sure, but it's not in the heart. It's a completely separate
heart. Tell me this! The brain tells the foot what to do, so is the foot not a brain too?
And read me this. Without the brain, would the circulatory system have blood that flows through?
Without the brain, would I know if I even like cereal? The crunchy or the chocolate kind?
No.
And if you paint them out of your head and your chest, aren't a brain and a heart the same?
Everybody knows.
other places.
No.
Break it down.
Break it down now. The brain is an organ that lives in the head, and I love the part where that thing you said, yep, that you understood the organ is in the brain. The brain is here, that part's the same, but it is connected by a system of nerves. Maybe that's what you think when you think of this word. And the nerves travel through your bones and your spine, and it makes everything follow in line with your mind. But it's not the same as being your heart. It's not the same as
where the brain goes.
You might know a lot more than you think, Tad.
But I'm dumb and hot.
No, everybody seems like you know.
That the head is where the brain goes.
That I do know. That I suppose. That part I do know.
You have solved a witch and wizard's test to prove you're not insane.
That's right. Oh. So now we shall disappear and haunt someone else in this place.
But I'll miss you.
Now we're turning into water.
No,
we're turning
into wine.
Wine. Water, okay, and wine. Wine.
Jesus time.
Water and wine. Jesus time.
Everybody knows. Ooh. Liquid, liquid, liquid goes.
But what is Todd without his sexy witch and wizard helping him save lives?
We've always been inside you, Todd.
Really?
We always will be.
I'll miss you.
We'll always be there. But you're on your
Todd.
Own.
Todd.
Look in your hand.
Huh?
The scalpel was there
the whole time.
Everybody knows the witch and wizard and where they go. He's with me the whole time.
Oh, cool. Todd rules.
excuse me, Mr. Doctor. What does this button do?
Oh, please don't touch.
Excuse me, Mr. Doctor, what is this button do?
Remind me,
I got terminal illness, you gotta tell me, what is this button do?
Okay, that button is an O2 monitor. It's
okay.
Monitoring your oxygen levels.
Care. I don't have much more of that left now, do I?
You have plenty of oxygen.
Oh.
And will you please stop referring to yourself as terminally ill? You have a broken ankle.
Yeah, but no one gives a shit about broken ankle. I don't get to meet John Cena if I got a broken ankle.
Okay.
I only get to meet John Cena if my broken ankle infects my heart and lungs. Wouldn't that be so cool?
I mean, the part about you meeting John Cena. Look, you want to meet John Cena?
Yeah.
I've got John Cena in here.
How are you just going to get John Cena? Doctor, you're crazy. I knew this place was bullshit.
Listen. This place is not bullshit. I, Dr. Race Car Varnish, would not work in a bullshit institution.
I'm too young, so your hotness doesn't work on me. I just see you as a fallible adult.
I'm not trying to seduce you. There's way too many other people in here that have my attention all the
time. Tell me about
it. Tearing me left and right. What is this about needing to see John Cena so bad?
I just feel like I'm a middle child, and so no one cares about me unless something really wrong is happening, and I was trying to give myself a terminal illness, but I just broke my ankle.
Well, tell you what. Let me call John Cena. Let me get him in here real quick.
Shut up.
He's usually sort of like visiting people in other wards, not this one, because again, you have a broken ankle. Yeah, hold on. Beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 beep,
boop. Race car? Race car, you old son of a gun.
Cena, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. You know what? Actually,
I think I hear you right outside.
Yeah, I think I hear you.
Holy fish cakes! Oh my god!
It's me, John Cena.
Wow, I didn't think. Well, I would have asked for somebody cooler if I knew I could just get anybody who came in.
Sorry,
ouchie.
Can you wait outside real quick? Just real quick, wait
ouchie.
Outside. I'll get you right
ouchie.
Back.
Ouchie,
in.
Ouchie.
Hey.
Sorry,
ouchie. Timothy?
Sorry.
What the fuck was that, bud?
Ouchie. Ouchie.
Hey, bud?
Yeah.
Ouchie.
You just asked for John Cena. I brought John Cena in at a moment's notice, and immediately we're negging John Cena? What the fuck's going on, bud?
Ouchie. Sorry, ouchie. It's just like no one cares about me unless I'm being a little brat.
Well, do you know how it feels when someone says mean things about you? It hurts on the inside.
But they're giving you attention, so it feels good?
Ouchie. Did
it,
do you think John Cena feels good right now? You
ouchie.
Think his big muscles protect him
ouchie.
From the feelings that you do? I'm going to bring him back in.
Okay,
I need you to apologize to John Cena, okay?
Ouchie.
John, come back in.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Timothy has something he wants to say to you.
I have something to say to you. Hit it.
Did
Dear Mr. Cena, I'm so happy to see ya. I'm sorry that I said something that was a little mean. Yeah, you see, I'm overlooked at home. My parents don't even know I'm gone.
Oh, that's terrible.
I walked here to the hospital on just one leg. I saw someone in the ER who only had one leg. I said, I'm jealous. I bet that person's living a great life. I should have broken my ankle twice.
No, no, no. Timothy, is it?
Yeah.
We can't always live up to other people's expectations of what we're supposed to be. Take it from me, the second most famous person from wrestling. I'll never be The Rock. I'm the middle child too.
And I'll never be The Rock if I keep breaking all my ankles for you.
And we'll never be The Rock. And it can be such a hard place when you're between a rock and a hard place.
A rock and a hard place.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Between the rock and a hard, hard place.
You know, the oldest child has to pave the way, and the youngest child gets forgiven for mistakes that were made before. Not new, but there's some things only a middle child can do. Because The Rock, he always is just The Rock. Any way he looks, every time he talks,
he's just The Rock.
John Cena can be so many things. He can spread his creative wrestling wings.
And he doesn't have to be Steph.
Doesn't have to be The Rock.
Doesn't have to be Steph between the
hard place. Good luck, Timothy.
Well, John Cena, do you want to maybe stay and play Connect Four?
I'll play one game of Connect Four.
Awesome.
But that's it. Then John Cena has to go. John Cena has a lot of things John Cena's doing.
What are the other things John Cena has to do today? Will Timothy find his place as a middle child? What about those three sexy doctors? What are they up to?
And what about those three people who really needed some medical attention in
what
the
about
beginning?
Todd Glass, will he be able to practice medicine without the witch and wizard?
And will the receptionist ever be able to look over her big boobs?
Find out when we return to this, the second half of 911, A Sexy Emergency.
The musical. Feels like most definitely we've had that before.
Have we definitely had Sexy Hospital Musical before?
Probably.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left this busy, sexy metropolis hospital, there was a young boy finding out what he wants, a doctor getting left by magic, and three hot residents finding their own way. What will happen next when we return to 911, a sexy emergency?
A title that may or may not be similar to a title we had before, but we're not,
not sure.
We did a lot of these. We don't remember. That's fine.
Looking right into camera. I'm remembering there's a camera on you guys.
There's a camera.
Bella, race car.
Car. Varnish.
Race car, varnish. Whatever you want to call me.
And you, Vanessa Faga.
I have like this weird feeling that something's going on with our boss, head surgeon Dr. Todd Glass.
I saw him
staring off into middle distance, and he was looking so hot, but also so perplexed.
Also, I walked into the room where he was last performing surgery. There was a bunch of wine and water on the floor.
So, and that's like not allowed.
You're
like,
not allowed to put wine and water on the floor in the hospital.
There can't just be a bunch of wine and water on the floor.
There can't be wine and water on the floor.
But also, I saw him doing a surgery so good with confidence I had never seen before.
I know, we used to never be allowed to observe Dr. Todd, which was like so weird because he's supposed to be like teaching us.
Yeah. Normally, you never do a surgery by yourself.
He finally let us watch, and it was amazing. Something's different. Something's changed.
It's like he believes in himself. And maybe that's the whole lesson?
Maybe? Like he was water, and now he's wine. But it shouldn't be on the floor.
No wine on the floor of the hospital. Can't think of a time when it's acceptable to cover a hospital floor in wine.
Unless it's some kind of miracle.
Some kind of miracle. Unless it's some kind of miracle.
Bestow our magic powers on some fresh meat.
We've been so busy using all of our old witch and wizard powers on that man, but now we're back and free.
That's right. Looks like these three must believe in themselves. How shall we do this?
Well, let's start with wine.
Ooh,
on the floor of this hospital.
Are you guys seeing this? Suddenly there's wine on the floor.
Feature of my body, it's my tongue. I was given a really hot tongue on my body.
Tongue.
singing queer. Wow, it's happening to me too. I'm turning into Vivian Beauregard.
Oh, it's happening to me too. Lick, lick. Oh, it's me, Patrick Schmaltz.
So crazy that this little wine gave us wine goggles that made us not hot.
It's also crazy that we all just licked up wine from the floor of the hospital.
But
something filled me. Some sort of, I don't know.
Well, watching you do it, I kind of wanted to follow because you're so freaking hot.
I wasn't sure why you did it. Were you sort of inspired by some sort of divine miracle?
Well, here's the thing. Hit it. When I look at you two, I don't think, oh no, they're not hot no more. I say, oh, that brain in their heads, well, it's making me feel so nice and warm.
I thought I was gonna be the only one who was hornier now than I was before, but I find you two hotter after wine from the hospital floor.
It's like no.
Yeah, I'd still totally boink you too.
I would boink two of you right now.
I would take off your scrubs and rub a dub dub.
Let's do it. Let's go back in the scrub room and boink to the flatline, then bring each other back to life one more time.
Hell yeah. And then let's go save some freaking lives.
Let's go save some freaking lives.
Okay, so I'm sorry, just gonna push my boobs down really quick. Okay, so we have the 4-hour wait is over.
Yeah, it's been 4 hours.
Yeah, so how are you guys doing?
I mean, every time I see you, great, and then every time you leave, bad.
Okay, yeah, that's par for the course. Okay, and how are you feeling?
I think that a lot of my bleeding has stabilized, especially from my nose, but I still feel very, very lightheaded.
Okay, and the person on the floor with one leg is unresponsive. Okay, that's good, that's pretty good.
Said they were taking a nap, if that's useful medical information.
Everybody loves to take a nap in the waiting room while they're waiting, and that's actually, gotta push them down one more time. They floated right back up.
They do float.
Yeah, it's kind of
they like have like hydrogen in them or something, or like helium.
Please, this is not about me, but if you must know,
Hit it.
Well, when I was a little girl, I looked a lot like you.
Ouch. Different ouch.
Don't say that about me, John Cena, who just has a bloody nose.
Oh, yeah. You keep leaving a way to take care of kids when you maybe should be taking care of yourselves.
I should take care of John Cena more.
Why is that? Hit it.
When I try to be so much for others, try to do for my sisters and brothers, sometimes things couldn't be clearer. Gotta take care of Big John in the mirror. Gotta give him little time. Gotta take little breaks. Gotta say it's okay to make little mistakes, but it's hard when the rock is around.
Hit it off.
Boom, crash. Boom, crash, crash.
Oh, it's two people.
Oh, shoot.
One is the Kool-Aid man, and then right behind him
is the Black Eyed Peas.
And then right behind him, it's The Rock.
It's The Rock.
But hold on, The Rock, whatever you came to do will have to wait, because the Kool-Aid Man and the Black Eyed Peas are here. That's right, we're here to drop our new single.
Hit it.
No, hit it off. This is the Black Eyed Peas new single.
That's right. This is me, Timothy. I called them here. I made one single because now I know what I want. And I want more bass and more synth. That's right. Just like that.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Here we go. We got
The Rock.
I'm The Rock, and I'm
hey, The Rock.
And oh, hey, John. Sorry. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, bro.
The Kool-Aid Man has never seen The Rock looking so unconfident. It's almost like The Rock has problems too.
The Rock?
No, I'm not allowed to. So don't even say that.
Hey, The Rock. I know you're living that beautiful, beautiful life. Full. You're chasing your warrior spirit always.
Yeah.
But don't forget, you're still Dwayne.
No.
Hey, lick this wine off the floor with me. Lick this wine off the floor with me.
We're here too, yes.
Oh, there's something in the air. There's something magical about this hospital. It's McDreamy, it's McSteamy, it's McCreamy.
There's wine all over the floor. Lick it.
There's wine on the floor. Everyone around the hospital, lick the wine off the floor.
It's Jesus time.
Follow that little thing in your brain, which goes in your head.
Oh, yeah. There's a voice in my head telling me to lick the wine off the floor of the hospital.
Yeah, lick the wine off the floor of the rock, you little bitch.
That's right, Timothy.
Timothy.
Timothy's coming in here with some strong
spirit,
energy.
But yeah, this kid does need to learn some lessons, but we're not here to do that now. The Rock?
Yep.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Lick this wine off the floor with me. Whoa, you did it so fast.
Whoa. All my muscles are shrinking down to normal guy size.
Mine too.
Whoa.
Mine are still pretty big.
And I'm not a big personified glass pitcher of Kool-Aid anymore.
Nope, you're just
I'm just the man I was before.
A packet of Kool-Aid?
A packet of Kool-Aid.
Oh my god, and my boobs are like B cups now, and she's really manageable. Enough to play up, but also enough to play down.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe that this whole time, all we needed
was some wine.
Off the floor.
Off the floor.
Of the hospital.
Off the hospital
floor. Of the hospital.
Off the hospital floor.
Yes, you
the
see,
hospital.
What these little guys don't know is that hospital science seems like magic, but then also there's real magic. And if you're lucky enough in America with the bad healthcare system to come to the magic hospital, it's pretty easy you're going to walk out of here alive.
The magic hospital will not turn you into the person you think you need to be, but it will turn you into the person you used to be.
To be when you were just like little Timothy, a child. Who's the real you? You're in a child.
If you want to grow back into the same person you were before, that's fine.
It's fine.
But you don't have to.
No.
I'm from the hospital.
Supposed to be in a glass, but now I realize life moves pretty fast. And if you want to keep up and keep moving and be more, sometimes life gives you wine that you have to drink off the hospital. No longer bled.
And this nurse had boobs that were much more manageable instead.
And Timothy didn't get a pony, but he got a glimpse of truth, that sometimes being in the middle is just being true.
Recently renamed Wine from the Hospital Floor, the musical with Addie Weirich.
Oh my gosh, Addie, you were incredible. What a perfect fit for this you were. Thank you so much.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, the sitting on the throne that is her cajon.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits on the acoustic.
The licks on the acoustics. Okay, and if you know Shonda, and if Shonda, you are listening.
Shonda, if you are listening.
If you're listening, Shonda.
Wine on the Hospital Floor.
Wine
on the Hospital Floor is
available.
Is an existing IP.
It's existing IP. If you need a spinoff,
and it's
okay.
Hot.
That's right. It's steamy. It's steamy.
I really love that Shonda Rhimes listens to this podcast.
We don't say it enough.
Honestly, we love that. We love all of our fans the same, including Shonda.
Who we love the same as our other fans.
That's right.
Fans, say your name. Say your name. Thank you.
And go ahead right now. 3, 2, 1.
I love
it's a beautiful
love
name.
That.
Thank you for listening.
And you know what? Nothing is hotter than the name you just said.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story.
The other moral of the story is you gotta keep up with what Addie's going on. Addie, where can the people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is AddieYoMind. It's ADDIE.
It's really good.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
Really good handle.
Thank you so much. I have like an old friend from Philly who's like, I came up with that like years and years ago. And I was like, I think I came up with it. And like, we don't talk anymore, but when we do, he like brings it up again.
We don't talk anymore because that friend is annoying. Listen,
but it's ADDIEYO Mind, MIND on Instagram. That's right.
A great follow.
A great follow.
Please
thank you.
It. All of you, take care of yourselves out there with your beautiful names. And as we say at the end of every podcast, if you're looking at your life and wanting more,
why don't you try taking a little lick of wine off
the hospital floor?
Bye.
Arrivederci, everybody.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.